and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris. Welcome to Consider This. This is the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Today on the show, we will be shining a spotlight on the urgent need to protect and preserve Malaysia's tropical limestone karst landscapes, which are currently standing at the intersection of ecological heritage and human activity. Now, limestone hills take a long time to form, but once they're gone, they are irreplaceable, and entire ecosystems that they that live with them are also wiped out. So if limestone formations and their ecosystems are to survive, there needs to be more awareness about their importance among the public and also a long-term strategy by the country for their conservation. Joining me today to discuss this further, we have two gentlemen, Dato' Zakaria Mohamed, chairman of the geoprofessional firm GMT Group. He's also adjunct professor at the Disaster Preparedness and Prevention Centre under UTM's Malaysia-Japan Institute of Technology. We also have Professor Emeritus Dato' Dr. Ibrahim Komu, who is Director of the Research Consortium for the Preservation and Sustainable Development of Tropical Limestone Karst. The consortium is a collaborative effort between YTL Cement and the Ministry of Higher Education involving five local universities. Welcome, gentlemen, to the show. Thank you so much for joining me here today. I'm hoping we can start with the basics, if you may. How important is the limestone karst landscape to Malaysia? I'm wondering about the different ways it contributes to different touch points in our society, Professor.
Limestone karst is a landform which is unique. When we, for example, travel through Ipoh, then suddenly we'll see hills of limestone. So it is characterized by a vertical cliff, a hummocky kind of peak, and exposed rock. Unfortunately, limestone karst is relatively rare in Malaysia.
Oh.
It's less than 3% of the Malaysian land. So we only found limestone karst hill in Perlis, in Langkawi, largely in Ipoh, in Merapo, Kuala Lumpur, very a little bit in Kuala Lumpur, and in Sabah and Sarawak.
I see.
Maybe a lot of people amazed of the shape. And whenever people look at the limestone hill, they will say, this is a different world.
Right. Can you tell a limestone hill by looking at it from sight alone?
Oh, yes. Because the limestone karst, internal landforms are very distinct. You can see like an just like you have a plane, after that you have a different shade of a limestone manifold because of the process of the limestone formation itself through dissolution process of the carbonate, then they shape the different type of form depend on the original process and so on.
So they're beautiful to look at and they are rare.
Yes.
Why are they important to us?
Okay, limestone itself is one of the most important component for industry and also material for industry and also material for construction. In the industry, maybe more than 100 ways we are using limestone.
Wow.
Almost everything, you know, like our building, for example, is made of concrete, and about 40%, 50% of that concrete is made of limestone, which is processed to become cement. So a mixture of cement and aggregate become concrete. So around us, we have a lot of construction material and a product for household, a lot of it is made of limestone. So undoubtedly limestone is very important for the industry, and fortunately or unfortunately, it is also a rare commodity, a unique commodity, an important heritage, ecological heritage.
Okay, there is no replacement for limestone, is there? Is limestone unique in its properties that you cannot replace it with anything else?
The limestone by itself, like you say, is intended occurrences. That's the only place we know about 3%, meaning that about 30,000 square kilometer.
That's,
if you think about Malaysia, 300,000. Yeah. So that's a place which we met, and we know that's the limestone area. So you cannot find somewhere else. Mm-hmm. That is the place, and whenever there is, and people use it for different purposes. In fact, if you remember early 70s, 80s, many tin mining activity in the Kinta Valley surrounding the limestone, because the tin itself so deposit is associated with the limestone occurrences. Mm.
But beyond so looking at limestone as a commodity, limestone also has ecological heritage.
I would like to add.
Sure. Yes.
When we talk about the rarity, less than 3% on the surface in Malaysia, it doesn't mean that it's only 3% on the surface. Limestone is like iceberg. Only about 1 or 2% are in the surface.
Oh, it's only the tip.
The tip of the iceberg.
So what we see
is only a small portion of the limestone.
Okay.
And the rest is beneath, underground.
Mm.
So we have maybe more than 95% of limestone underground, and it create hills only 3%. That is one most important point to note. Secondly, the distribution of limestone in different places or in different country differ. For example, if we look at the southern China, in Vietnam, or even in Europe, there are plenty of limestone.
Oh.
Because the formation of limestone is huge. So I would say maybe 20% of Vietnam, northern Vietnam in China, is made up of limestone.
Okay.
The whole mountain range in Europe is made up of limestone. So we are talking rare in our context.
Yes, okay.
And rare in terms of a surface, a limestone cast.
Mm.
But underneath, we still have plentiful.
There are ecological, archaeological, paleontological heritage within these limestone formations. Tell me about the importance of conserving them.
You know, in terms of biodiversity, limestone is unique by itself, because they contain maybe up to 20% of endemic species. Because of the nature of the limestone, they are only one kind of mineral.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot keep water very well, so limestone hill usually dry. Only a certain kind of plant and certain type of animal can live in limestone hill.
Mm.
So the diversity is not great, but the endemicity is very high.
Okay.
So for biologists, when they look at limestone, particularly limestone cast hill, it is like heaven to them. It is that is the place where they can find more new species.
Right. So tell me about why limestone karst is important to the both of you. Why is the work in conserving this, in researching, important, Dato?
First, the uniqueness of the karst itself. Like you see, for the karst area, limestone area, we have sometimes a very huge cave. you know. For instance, in Mulu, Mulu Cave, for example. And also we have a very distinct feature, for instance, like Pinnacle. Very unique by itself. And certain just like, what they call, just a hilly different shape of form. And it important is not only in terms of the usage and also, of course, that support the macro-ecological system for flora and fauna. And also is has history or usage in terms. When old days, when people want to do the construction, they use limestone, they use volcanic dust and other raw material and mix it, become a cement. This is history by itself.
Yeah.
That's why we find a remnant or evidence of people living in the cave. Those are very close to the karst topography.
It's been used forever.
Forever, yeah. But still now is they use it.
And what about you?
We are now talking about how to balance between conservation of heritage, natural heritage, and utilization, sustainable utilization of the resources. Limestone have very important, ingredient that can be used for many kind of industry, but at the same time, limestone also have unique ecological. System or habitat. When we look at the ecological heritage, for example, we have a karst by itself, the hill, that is a unique because of the process that creating that hill, solutioning by water, create pinnacle and then create cave. Then in the cave itself, it has been used by people since prehistoric time
for shelter, for spiritual purposes,
for so many things, and also people adore of certain shape created by this process. You can see all kind of shape.
Yeah.
So this project very much trying to understand what kind of heritage we have. Try to classify which hill, limestone hill, is more important than others. So we are looking at the heritage value of geological landscape, ecological habitat, biodiversity. We are also looking at the archaeology, archaeological important, as well as history. So by doing this research, we can identify a certain part of our country which is very unique and very important in terms of ecological purpose. And then an area which is just like ordinary limestone hill can still be utilized for construction material or for industry.
I want to talk a little bit about that, the kind of balancing the economic value of limestone with the ecological, geological, archaeological value of those hills. How do we do both? Is it possible to do both? Is there a trade-off to, what are the considerations if we want to do both and do both without impeding on the other?
Actually,
any thoughts?
Actually there are so many different ways. First is to do a thorough mapping.
Okay, so you need to know the area.
You need to know the whole resources.
Okay.
This is why we are creating this consortium.
Okay, the research consortium preservation and sustainable.
So that is the first part. Then having this information or data, we can propose to the state government to delineate areas for conservation and area for sustainable use.
Okay.
Yeah. Then another thing actually is this research also will look into the mechanism of exploring the resources. Currently, there are so many techniques used by the industry to explore underground limestone.
Mm.
And if this is possible economically, and maybe underground exploration of limestone is far better than damaging the limestone cast.
Oh,
hill.
I see. Going underground might be better for the ecosystem.
For the ecosystem.
In terms of mapping and understanding, do we not already do that? Have we not sufficiently done that yet?
No, we have done it, but for the smaller area,
okay.
For specific purpose. Mm. For instance, if you want to plan certain area, for recently in Ipoh, for instance, then of course the agency doing the mapping for that particular. But we're talking the whole system. We want to look at for the whole area, then from that we determine this place is suitable for utilization, sustainable use, mm-hmm. the other place for conservation. But another area also, and we see also now the trend is development also encroaching closer to the hill. That's a very concern also.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know the limestone hill is very steep, almost vertical, some of them are 50 and 60 meter high. Then based on past evidence, 100 years past evidence, we have 18 reported of the rock fall, I mean danger, and so on. So we need to study all this. Eh? For instance, last 2 years, you remember the Banjaran Hot Spring, rock fall,
that tragedy,
killed few people. And there was a record in 1917, it's very huge blot of the whole blot of rock. It's about 23,000 pounds, just get away and split out many rocks.
So the
so that the danger
is
we need to do the whole, do for the conservation, do for future use, and also for the safety of the people.
For disaster prevention.
Disaster prevention.
Yes.
I am disaster prevention. Yeah. That's why I like that as well.
Okay, yeah. So that's the reason we need to understand what we have right now is to kind of, so we know what we're dealing with.
Maybe what I can see is the study on limestone cast and ecology or biodiversity of limestone hill is very limited currently.
In Malaysia, okay.
Is very limited simply because first we don't have enough scientists to do this. We don't have enough scientists. So this program is to create more scientists.
And how would it create more scientists?
Because this program, consortium program, we started with giving the scholarship to master's program and PhD program. So master's and PhD is the one that is ultimately will become the scientist, you know. That is the first reason why study is very limited. Secondly, because it's not easy to study in limestone hill. It's a very rugged hill, vertical
cliff,
surface wall, area, vertical wall with very rugged top.
Mm.
For example, we have to climb by using rope, or if we want to cross a limestone hill, maybe it will take hours to just moving about 100 meters, you know. So such a difficult way of doing things, our researchers are not willing to do this.
So you're looking for an Indiana Jones type
person
to come and research limestone casts in Malaysia. Okay.
Who are brave enough to do this. Because during the 1960s, 70s, people who study limestone in our in the country, is the geologists from Europe.
Mm.
They are using rope, they are really a rugged Indiana Jones type of researcher.
Okay. So the idea of this consortium is to build capacity in academia. so that we understand better the limestone karst formations that we have. What is the role of YTL? YTL being an active quarry, a cement company, parent company to cement companies. How do you work with academia and the private sector to make sure that there's no real, no significant trade-offs one way or the other in terms of economic value and ecological value?
Okay, this is a very interesting question and very important one. I started working with YTL about 3 or 4 years ago. When we have the kind of issue, you know that the Kinta Valley was declared as a geopark. So in that declaration, several places are identified as geosite. Geosite mean the geological heritage of high value need to be preserved. And one of these geosites is within the concession of YTL. So
you're referring to Gunung Kantan.
Gunung Kantan. Okay. I'm referring to Gunung Kantan, Bukit Kantan.
Bukit Kantan. Okay.
So they invited us to do some research, how to resolve this. Some portion, in fact, in geosite in the beginning, the whole Kantan, Gunung Kantan is considered geosite. But when we go and study carefully, we notice that by looking at a small portion, which is Bukit Kantan, at the south southern part of the concession, it contained almost 100% of what the heritage value for the whole area. Meaning that almost all biodiversities, endemic species, habitat that is there can be represented by Bukit Kantan. So by doing that, we asked YTL to declare or to declare the Bukit Kantan, the southern tip, as a geosite on behalf of Geopark, Lembah Kita Geopark. And this is the first time a company is helping the development of Geopark, which is mainly conservation and sustainable development. So I can see that YTL really trying to balance these two.
Yeah, it's a difficult balance because they have the lease over it, right?
But it's not difficult at all.
Okay.
Because by delineating the geosite, which is about 10%, slightly less than 10% of the area, and then planning a proper quarrying on the rest of the area, YTL can utilize all the limestone which is needed for the industry.
Okay.
But at the same time, indicate to the society that YTL also give important consideration.
So you're saying that it is possible to have to undertake conservation efforts at an active quarry site?
Yes. So in fact, by having this, after 3 years ago, by having this, I can say that this is one of the situation where the quarry site in this region, taking part into conservation of the geosite. This situation has been done actually. I remember that there are same situation in Europe, but not in Southeast Asia. So this is the first time a quarry take serious consideration into preserving small part which is representative of the
so
bigger area.
So who would monitor to make sure that it's being done in a sustainably the quarrying is done in a sustainable development, in line with sustainable development, that it's not impacting the heritage, the geological heritage that we have there?
In fact, in quarry practice, quarry industry, and also in mining, there is a provision for that for conservation. They mean to conserve the area and environmental management so that to make the area look good, then can be used later for other purposes. We have many examples. For instance, remember the mine. It was a mine area before, very huge, one of the largest tin mine in Malaysia, open cast mine. Now it's become very famous, well-developed area. So that's the purpose. You can take out the resources, and at the same time, that area needs to be preserved so that we can use it for other purposes later on. That is the concept that we need to introduce, not only for one purpose, for many purposes. But that one must be pre-planned. It's not just I finish, give to you, and then you have to plan. We need to plan from now. I think that's what they try to do. So they try to, from the beginning, while they're doing, take it out resources, and after that they plan, or when they hand over to the government, then they will use it for other purposes.
Right. So there's consideration every step of the way.
Yes, yeah.
Thank you.
Actually, in actual facts, it is better if the government make a decision to conserve in one place a bigger area, and then open up certain area for industry.
Right.
But in the beginning, in the 1970s, 80s, this idea is not there. So whenever the industry requests for the land for a quarry, they just gave it.
Yeah.
So one of the reason of this research is try to provide information to a policymaker to delineate which part of the karst landscape require total conservation and which part can be used for quarry or mining or something like that.
I think one thing I need to highlight is technologies now. Because now we have technology, drones, many technology we can do a mapping from various directions, although in inaccessible area. Okay. We thought this discussion 10 years ago where we don't have a LiDAR technology, we don't have good remote sensing. We probably cannot do the mapping for the cars. That's why now is the right time to, especially a new young scholar, let them involve with new technology. Then from that, we can improve, we can have this balanced development, conservation, utilization, and also safety aspect. Right. We also take consideration.
So you'll have an Indiana Jones with a drone and
save
the limestone hills.
But still, is it require somebody, some Understood. People to go there and look at it.
Sure. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for being on the show with me today. I appreciate your time. That's all we have for you on this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris, signing off for the evening. Thank you so much for watching. Good night.